Rainbow Tower is the venue for the talks that brokered last year's power-sharing deal. Today is awash with ZANU-PF's party faithful. Some 7,000 delegates, among them rural women dressed in brightly painted cloth, yellow, red and white, emblazoned with the party symbols. And every now and again, the room is filled with the sound of song, old liberation songs that hold the party together. The ZANU-PF Congress happens every 5 years. It's given President Robert Mugabe a mandate to remain its leader for the past 3 decades. A leader still considered a liberation hero by many, who continues to bait Zimbabwe's former colonial masters.
After all, yesterday, the sun never sets in the British Empire. And they always sang, rule Britannia, Britannia rule the world. And they made us also sing in the school, rule Britannia, Britannia rule the world.
In what could be his last Congress as ZANU-PF leader, Robert Mugabe delivered a stinging rebuke to his party membership.
The reason why we lost in March last year was because of factions in many several countries. And the party is fighting itself. It's eating itself up. And when you do that, the MDC looks at you and says, yeah, do much more.
The speeches from the podium were full of praise and support. Representatives from old liberation movements lined up to add their voices. SWAPO from Namibia, Frelimo from Mozambique, and even a delegation from the Chinese Communist Party. 10 months into a power-sharing deal, and Zimbabwe could face fresh elections within 2 to 3 years' time, barring any breakup of the unity government. But on the fringes of the Congress, many ZANU loyalists are concerned by what they see as outside forces trying to dismantle their party.
This is being caused by people who are being sponsored externally by the Western Bloc, with a target of fragmenting. ZANU-PF can only be destroyed from within.
In the past year, Zimbabwe has clearly come a long way. Inflation is under control and the economy is slowly recovering. There is a whiff of change in the air, but just how that shapes the political landscape is still not clear.
Karen Allen reporting from Harare. Well, the Zimbabwe finance minister is Tendi Biti, a member of the opposition MDC, which has joined that unity government with President Mugabe, an arrangement fraught with great difficulty. He's at a conference in Manchester this weekend, organised by the Brooks World Poverty Institute at the University of Manchester, and I asked him about his plans for Zimbabwe's economic recovery.
The recovery plan is focusing on an agriculturally driven and agriculturally inspired growth, but with special emphasis on alternative forms of reproduction, in particular infrastructure, ICTs, the rehabilitation of our power, the capacity utilization of our industries, and so forth. Some kind of industrial revolution in the country.
Essentially, you're starting from zero.
That's
correct. Surely the problem is that if the recovery plan is based on agricultural production, the use of the land, the most awful legacy of the last few years is the fact that much of that land and the people who know how to use it and develop it has just gone.
Zimbabwe is a very, by African standards, a very diversified economy, with a fair amount of manufacturing, fair amount of mining, fair amount of tourism. Then you come to agriculture per se, which is the dominant industry in the economy, contributing anything between 35% to 42% downstream and upstream. You must know that as far as food self-sustaining is concerned, the bulk, 60% of the staple food maize was actually produced by communal farmers and not large scale commercial farmers. So what we are basically doing is to say that we have to rebuild this country. We have to find an alternative accumulation model that recognizes the diversity of this economy.
There are two big things, aren't there? There is effectively the restoration of an open democracy. Secondly, there is the business of feeding the people. It's as simple as that. Now, do you believe that on those two fronts, Zimbabwe is now on a course which isn't going to be reversed, that there will be progress in the welfare of the people and in the welfare of democracy?
I genuinely believe so. I think that there will be problems, perhaps massive problems, but I think that there is an understanding amongst the three political parties in this coalition that the only game in town is this experimental government.
You think President Mugabe really accepts that inside, in his head?
I think so. I think that the 15th of September, when this agreement was signed, it was persons executed this agreement involuntarily. ZANU-PF is not strong enough to run this country. It's not possible. It needs the MDC. So I think that what we have done in the last 9 months, despite the quarrels, I think is evidence that there's some movement, which is why the West and everyone else must help this government by ensuring that there is total and proper reintegration. Sulking or adopting a wait-and-see attitude is not going to help matters.
Tandi Biti, Zimbabwe Finance Minister, thank you very much indeed.